So good to be with you, beloved. What a precious meeting we had this morning. These brethren took us into the Holy of Holies this morning. There we worship the Lord, who is great, greatly to be praised. It's none like our blessed Redeemer. I often say he is greater than all, he is better than all, he is highly exalted far above all. My Redeemer, oh what beauties in that lovely name appears, none but Jesus. In his glory shall the honored title wear. We'll go back to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to be speaking about the blessed Holy Spirit today. We talk a lot about our blessed Redeemer this morning. One of the other persons of the Godhead we're going to be talking about. God the Holy Spirit. In Genesis in chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We're not going to go over what we went through in our Bible study, but we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as the God, first of all, as the God of creation. The Holy Spirit as the God of creation. In the beginning, God. That word means Elohim. It's the Hebrew form of the English God, the first of the name of deity. It is a plural noun in form, but is singular in meaning when it refers to the true God. In the beginning, God, Elohim, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. That's the Godhead. The blessed Holy Spirit, he moved upon the face of the waters in creation. When we go through the Word of God, we find that the Holy Spirit is truly God. We refer to him at times as the third person of the Godhead. And maybe that's not wrong, except I hope you don't mean he is third in power or in importance. I hope you don't mean that he is third in rank, because he is co-equal with the Father and with the Son. The Bible refers to him as the Eternal Spirit. In Hebrews, the Lord Jesus Christ offered himself through the Eternal Spirit without spot to God. The Holy Spirit is taught in the Bible as omnipresent. He is everywhere. Read Psalm 139, you'd find that he is everywhere. He's omniscient. He knows everything. You can find that in Luke 1, Romans 15. omniscient in Romans 8, rather, 26, the Spirit who searches the heart and knows all things. He's omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He created the heavens and the earth. When you read about the scriptures that you and I treasure, the Word of God, you'd find that the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible. He wrote the Bible. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Spirit of God. He is the God of creation, first of all. When we turn to the book of Job in chapter 26, verse 13 tells us this. This is the portion, 13. By his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. This really tells us that God created the heavens, the constellations around us, the stellar heavens, the Spirit of God. He is the God of creation. He created also the animal life. According to Psalm 104 and verse 29, for instance. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit is the God of creation. We go back to the book of Job there in chapter 33 and verse 4. It says this, for the word of the Lord, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm always fighting the clock, It doesn't pay to fight the clock. So, Job 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. The Spirit of God hath formed me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. What did we read in Genesis 2 and 7. In our study, it says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. The God of creation, the Spirit of God, is not third in rank. He's equal with the Father, God the Father. He's equal with the Son. He was there when God created the heaven and the earth. Elohim. And when he created man, it says, this is stressed, it says in 1 and 26 of Genesis, let us make man in our image after our likeness. When we think of the Holy Spirit of God, we think of him as the God of salvation or the God of regeneration. And that's what Jesus taught. while he was here. You remember his discourse with Nicodemus? Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said to him, "No man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Or you might read this, and this is quite acceptable to me. "Except a man be born of water, even the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." He is the creator of life. Not only physical life, but spiritual life. He gives life. Jesus said he is the source of life. And spiritual life, when we speak of spiritual life, when Jesus said you must be born again, it's not a reformation of the old life. It is a creative act of the Holy Spirit of God. The God of regeneration. And Paul reminds us of that precious fact also when he wrote in the book of Titus, by the Spirit of God, he says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." So the God of regeneration, and Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we have been purified, our souls have been purified in obeying the truth by the Spirit of God. The God of regeneration. When the Apostle Peter reluctantly went to the house of Cornelius to preach to the Gentiles, the evidence was there that the Spirit was a source of life. When the Jews who came with him saw what was done, when they saw that the Spirit of God had indwelt the Gentiles, they came to this conclusion. It says in Acts chapter 10, while Peter, verse 44, yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them who heard the word. These are the Gentiles. And they of the circumcision, the Jewish believers, who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Their lives were changed and transformed by the blessed Holy Spirit, because he is the God of regeneration, changed their lives. And the evidence was there, and the Jewish believers noticed that. But we have to move on because the time is going. When we think of the blessed Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, not only is he the God of creation and the God of regeneration, but he is the God of revelation as well. The God of revelation. The God of disclosure. The God of manifestation. He takes of the things of God and reveals them to us. That's who he is. The God of revelation. You know, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, let me begin to read verse 9. It says, But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them. Here it is. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. He is the one who reveals the mind and the will of God. He guides us. He instructs us. He reveals the truths of God to his people. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I don't believe we stress enough the importance of the Spirit of God when it comes to the Scriptures, when it comes to the revelation of the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus, you know, and he addressed the seven churches in Asia Minor, beginning in Ephesus and all through Asia Minor, Smyrna and Sardis and Philadelphia and all the way down to Laodicea. And they all had one thing in common. He said to them one thing, the same thing to every church. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The God of Revelation. He reveals the mind and the will of God. And Jesus said in John chapter 16, speaking of revealing, verse 12 says, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Nevertheless, when he's a person, when he, the Holy Spirit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. We don't speak enough, or we don't rely enough on the Spirit of God. We rely on other things. We rely on man-made philosophies. We rely on what somebody says because they have all these letters after their names. We don't emphasize the fact that the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals the mind. We de-emphasize this important truths of Scripture. Not the apostle, though. Let me read what the apostle says, the apostle Paul, that is, concerning the Holy Spirit as the one who reveals the mind and the will of God, the hidden treasures that were hidden down through the ages. In Ephesians, in chapter 3, verse 3 says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That's where the revelation comes. It comes through the Holy Spirit. And you go to school, you get information, you get an education, but you don't get the leading of the Holy Spirit. It comes from directly from the Lord. You gotta sit at Jesus' feet and hear His word. You have to get it directly from the Lord. He is the one who reveals the mind and the will of God. He's the God of revelation. He guides you and He shows you things that you can't normally get anywhere else. You can get information all you want, but the truth, the mind of Christ, comes from the Spirit, of God. No one knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God. He is the God of creation. He's the God of regeneration. He is the God of revelation. Finally, He is the God of education. You probably never heard that put it that way before, but I have a reason to put it that way. He teaches us. That's what an educator does, teaches us. He instructs us. The God of instruction, if you prefer. But He is the God of education. He educates us in the things of God. For instance, Jesus said in John 14 and 26, and I'm going to hurry here because I know what the time is. 14 and 26, it says this. It says, "But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you." He will bring all things to your remembrance. He will teach you. He is the divine teacher. And we have to start depending on Him and asking Him to reveal to us, rather than depending on our fellow men and depending on who wrote this and who wrote that. Really depending, asking, waiting on the Spirit of God to take of the things of Christ and reveal them unto us. That's why, that's His mission. That's his call for us, beloved, to take of the things of Christ and reveal them unto us. I read already, but I want to emphasize this in 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." We have a problem comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Not in the wisdom which man teaches, not in man's wisdom, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1 that the Bible that we have, the Word of God that we have, it was inspired by the Spirit of God. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Bible is God breathed. It comes from God. And the Holy Spirit wrote it. And he can certainly can teach it. In other words, which man's wisdom teaches, but where the Spirit teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. My time is up. I'm not finished, but my time is up. So I'm gonna stop here. But we have a lot more to say about the Holy Spirit in the next session. We have a little more time to expand the work of the Spirit of God, who he is and how he works among his people. I hope you make yourself available, because there are some things we want to share concerning him. God the Holy Spirit created human life, created animal life, created spiritual life. He created heaven and the earth. God bless his word. Father, we thank thee for this time we spent together, especially around the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we acknowledge that he is great and greatly to be praised. We thank thee, our Father, that we were able to go to Calvary and remember what he experienced there, what he endured there on our behalf, how he gave his life a ransom for many, how he suffered, he the just for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. We thank you for this brief study that we have had this morning from your word. We ask thy blessing upon it for the good of our souls, that it would strengthen us, enable us to acknowledge who the blessed Holy Spirit is. He's not an influence, he's not a thing. He is the God of creation. He's the God of regeneration. He's the God of revelation. He's the God of education. He teaches us the things of God. Lord, accept of our thanksgivings and watch over us and guide us. And direct our thoughts as we return again to open thy word, to look further into who he is. We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.